Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Raiders now on a first down with Smith over the middle, in the air, deflected and intercepted. And into Raider territory comes Dondre Tillman. And look at him gallop all the way inside the 35.
There it is, the one interesting play from last night's game. How many were there? Five? Both teams were so inept.
I don't know. I don't, despite all the stuff that's gone around in the last few weeks regarding the NBA and gambling and its presence in these sports, the interception that goes off of Franklin later.
Oh my gosh.
Watching that, I interrupted myself. I don't ever think, oh, this person's gambling on the game. But that throw, that the way that he missed that, I just thought, what are we doing here? What, dude?
And the Raiders did the same thing. Was it Thornton?
Yes.
It was like volleyball.
Yes. So bad.
Oh, my gosh.
So bad.
So bad. No chance of the over. With us now, our friend Sammy P., Sam Panayotovich from Bet Sweat. Sam, how are you?
How do you put together a highlight reel when there are no highlights in the game?
I know. It's short. It'd be a fun bit to sort of set it up like in sports on SportsCenter or something and just actually show nothing.
Right.
And you know what's funny? We were so desperate for football. I'll speak for myself. I've got the YouTube TV. It's very, very stressful in this house right now because I couldn't watch the big games last Saturday. I couldn't watch Monday Night Football. Couldn't sweat Maction on Wednesday, although I was in New York, so I wasn't really home. And then you get home last night and you're salivating because you're like, finally, I can watch a game after I get my Amazon Prime wheel to stop spinning. I can watch, oh, it's an awful football game. Joy. It was so bad, guys, so bad. My dad's here. My parents are here. My dad goes, when Bo Nix threw that pick in double coverage, that like there was not an orange jersey in sight, my dad goes, who is he throwing to? I'm like, I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah. And the Raiders take that play, if I'm thinking of the right play, to like the Denver 40 and don't score.
Right.
Down by three. Just kneel it three times and kick.
Right.
And
just, right.
How do you not score at all off of that play?
So bad. I envision like Scott Van Pelt sitting there on the set watching this game, expecting to have, you know, whatever, however many minutes or even hours worth of content off of the game, and just yelling to the guy, how many hockey games are going on tonight? Like, did Bedard do anything? Is McDavid playing? Like, we're going to need stuff. It's going to be a night for hockey on SportsCenter.
We're leading with the USA-Canada women's rivalry series tonight.
Right.
USA 4-1, by the way.
Yeah, good job.
I'm not sure that was the final, but
I think it was.
Sam, are you like this? I mean, isn't there a saying, poker players or maybe bettors, like the losses hurt more than the wins feel good? Marv Levy used to talk like, right, Bulldog? Isn't there a Marv Levy quote about how the losses hurt more than the wins
when it feels good? When it gets to that point, it's time to go, kind of. That was his sentiment. Like, if it hurts more to lose than it feels good to win, okay, you maybe should stop.
In Rounders, they say, like, you win and you win, but you can never stop thinking about your beats.
Mm-hmm.
I was this way last night, Sam, with fantasy, because we're getting to the time of year where, like, in the tournaments, you got to win, and there's a lot to juggle. As you know, I mean, of course, you've had a famously challenging year in fantasy football with your roster. But here we go, like Bowers and Genty and the Denver guys. When Pittsburgh-Cincinnati happens on a Thursday night, Friday morning comes, I can't stop staring at my lineups. I got 80 points. When this game happens, it's actually good for me because I'm productive on the Friday morning after a game like this because I can't look at it.
That's a very, very loaded question. Are we starting with my fantasy or my
whatever?
What are we starting with?
I just thought you might be able to relate to that. Is all.
I just picture Bulldog. I don't know why this is so funny to me. It's funny in my brain. Maybe it'll be funny in yours. I picture, like, for those that have watched Always Sunny, the episode when Charlie Day's trying to solve that crime and he's got, like, all the things on the whiteboard. Like, I picture that. I picture Mike with his visor on and all 50 of his fantasy lineups just on a wall trying to figure out which guy to play in which team. I only have one team, Mike. You know that, right?
Yes, I do. But you've had a lot of injuries.
I know. I started 0-5 and now I'm 4-5 and I really would like that pot. Like I can get in. I think I have to basically not win out. 6 of the 12 teams make the playoffs. And we could all use the money. I'm basically trying to figure out right now, do I start DeAndre Swift, Kyle Manungai, or both? They are both Bears running backs. I might start them both against the Giants.
Who else is an option?
Shaheed.
Oh, you can't start Shaheed. Swift was, okay, well, he's back. And I benched, which was good, RJ Harvey. Bulldog and I had this conversation on the air yesterday. I didn't take your advice.
Mm-hmm.
I sat RJ Harvey because he doesn't play enough. And it sounds like Swift, they said full go. Guess what? Today.
Limited?
Yep. Questionable. Did not practice or limited or something. Like I don't know. This is our lives. But you do. I mean, Sam, I'm sorry to bog down the earlier point. But you relate, don't you, or no, to the thinking that your losses hurt more than your wins feel good, or are you not like that? Good for you if you're not.
Well, here's where I live. I give out games on multiple platforms 5-6 days a week, right? And there will be games, like a perfect example, last week I, on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, said to bet Texas at -2.5. It got to 3 by Friday, so when I sent my newsletter out, I had to put Texas -3. They were playing Vanderbilt, okay? By Saturday, the line's 3.5. My biggest stress in life is when I talk about something for 3, 4, 5 days at a good number, and then somebody lays a bad number and loses, and then they're pissed at me. Like, that's the worst. So Texas was up on Vandy 34-10 in the fourth quarter, and Vandy scores, like, 21 unanswered points in the fourth, 34-31. And I got people that will send me a DM, like, nice pick to my DMs, you know? And, like, that's my biggest stress in life right now. Like, we talked about it at 2.5 and 3 all week long. You laid a bad number. You're mad. You turn on me. That's how my life is.
Yeah, because people must think, like, well, if he liked it at 2.5, what's another half a point or another point? It's like, what's the big deal? Well, it's a big deal.
And the fact that they were way ahead makes you feel better about it.
Right.
Until that happens. Well, I had it at 2.5, if that makes you feel better, Sam. Partly from listening to you guys.
I do feel better. Thank you. SMU was nice, too, boys. That one wasn't a sweat.
Outright. 12-point underdog beating Miami. I heard you say this week you like Notre Dame. Is that your number one?
There's another one, though. This number was 24.5 on Monday, and I look up now at the board, it's 27.5. If you missed it... Yes, I still like it, but what if it's 47-20 now? You're not covering 27.5, and I know people think, oh, it's only a half a point, but these are 23, 24, 27, 28, 31. These are all common landing numbers. So, yeah, I like Notre Dame. I think they're going to win by 5 touchdowns. But if it lands 27, I'm going to win, and people that are late are going to lose.
You know, just quickly, I want to say this. We'll get to the Bills here after that. But last Friday, Bulldog and I were on remote. We talked from a bar. And Sal Capaccio came on later and mentioned how Syracuse was playing North Carolina last Friday night at the Carrier Dome, Belichick. And he mentioned how Syracuse was starting a lacrosse player at quarterback. And it was another one of these moments, Sam, when I realized the teams where I have the biggest blind spots in college football are the New York State teams, because I go to college football through like BetMGM, and you can't bet New York teams in New York. So that includes UB. And it sort of hit me, like, I don't even know how these seasons are going, Syracuse, UB, because I never see a line because it's not on the app. So I'm like, oh, wow, really? That's tonight? Last Friday. That's tonight, North Carolina. Really? Okay. It's almost like a different sport for me. And this is just sort of a me problem. But when it's a New York team and Army is the third one, that might be the whole list. UB, Syracuse,
I would have loved that tip, because I would have slammed the under at 46. The final score was 27-10. It wasn't really all that close.
North Carolina, Syracuse.
Yeah.
Right? North Carolina wins.
Like, you said they started a lacrosse player at quarterback?
Yeah, and he was like 0 for 10 at some point.
Yeah.
Something like that. Something
Thanks
like that.
Thanks for the tip, Mike.
I just was. It was just Sal telling us. I didn't know anything about it. It's my point.
It was hours after you were on with us. I should have texted you.
I'm a lacrosse guy, so I can't. I would not assume that would go badly.
What do you think about the Bills on Sunday? Big favorite. Mike's nervous. I think Miami's just going to lay down and die.
I am nervous.
I saw they were taking stuff out of the locker room because that worked for the Ravens. So it'll work for the Dolphins. I think they're going to blow them out, man. And I keep hearing the same thing. And you guys are different because you guys are so close to it. The national narrative is, well, they don't beat anybody bad. I'm like, did you not just watch the Panthers game? Like, what are we talking about? It's so lazy. Who's healthy on defense? Like, how many guys are out? That's my quick question.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Well, AJ Epenesa is definitely out.
Thompson.
Yeah, right.
Fringe starter.
Shaq Thompson. They've got some questionables. Taron Johnson, their nickel corner's questionable. And Christian Benford is a big one. Like, starting outside corner is also questionable.
But you have
very little work this week.
Oliver is long out, and Michael Hoyt is the big one from last week, torn Achilles. So,
right.
Yeah, they've got issues.
I fell for that kid, and he didn't want to get carted off, too. We talked about it this morning. I'm like, that's a teammate right there. His Achilles is ripped, and he's like, I'm not going to the hospital. I'm staying on the bench. Like, you got to love that.
He finished the play. Like, he kept engaged with a blocker after his Achilles tore. Like, not only did he sit on the bench afterward and refuse to go to the locker room, like, he finished out the play. Like, he didn't just lay down in a heap, like, oh, my Achilles, which is borderline psychotic, I think.
He endeared himself to me. So
yeah,
I can
for
only
sure.
imagine yeah. how Bills fans feel. I mean, he's sitting there, win the game, bleep, 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 you know, screaming at the teammates and everything. I love that. Look, situationally, I don't necessarily love beating your biggest, you know, your biggest foe. Not your biggest rival, but your biggest foe. When you win that game, there's just that natural letdown spot. compounded with the injuries on defense, I would stay away, but I'm definitely not going to bet Miami. You guys know, I bet Buffalo. I bet them nice all summer, 750 to win the Super Bowl. I have not wavered. Just win the game. A perfect scenario for me this week, guys, Buffalo win, New England lose, shrink the gap. That's all I want.
Right. You guys are so aligned. You two, you and
yeah, that's it.
Sam and Bulldog are so aligned here. No winning score would bother you.
Do not care. Could care less how much they win by.
What's your NFL best bet?
Vikings plus 4.5 is what I bet. You can still get a 4. Yeah, at 4, it's still good. I just love Flores against Lamar. Lamar's been a much better passer, but Lamar is just not a good processor and never has been. And we've seen that a lot in the playoffs. I love what they can throw at Lamar defensively. And look, JJ might not be all that in a bag of chips, but the weapons are there and they're going to be able to run the ball. So I also, Minnesota's 24-13 at home last 5 years, and that's straight up. They win at home.
Does Miami being 28-11 at home when Tua starts shock you?
I don't know about shock. I mean, if you told me 39 games, I would not have guessed 28 wins.
Yeah, okay, right? Would you have guessed over 500?
Yes. Yeah, okay. In South Beach? Yeah, I think so.
They've been good more than they've been bad, I think.
Okay.
Right? I mean, last year was a nightmare, and this year's terrible, but before that, they were good.
Yes, that's right. All right. And Sam, any questions for us?
Do you want the college play of the week?
It's not Notre Dame. It's not.
Mm-mm.
Okay, go. Yeah, I do.
Iowa plus 6.5 against Oregon.
Must be a home game.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be drinking vodka vertically at 8 in the morning in Iowa City. That place is going to be a zoo.
That's one way to describe it.
Defense is going to block. They're going to, the special teams will block a punt or return a field goal or something. Like, something weird is going to happen in this game. You know it and I know it.
Have you been to a game there?
I've been to many, unfortunately.
Really? What led to you going to many Iowa games?
So, if you're from the south side of Chicago, you either go to Illinois or Iowa because there was reciprocity for tuition. So you could pay, if you were an Iowa kid, you can go to Illinois and pay the same in-state level. So a lot of the Southsiders either went to Illinois or Iowa.
And you went to Illinois?
Yes, but I drank a lot of vodka in Iowa City.
I see.
Okay. Now we're getting somewhere.
This is one of these things where my preconceived ideas about teams, just their histories, gets in the way of me making any kind of a judgment on a wager between a team like Oregon, who I just think should be capable of scoring 40 points any week, and a team like Iowa that I think is going to run the ball 96 times. And I'm guessing that's not the case anymore.
The total's 42. That's an Iowa total, okay, Bulldog, to your point. Right. Like, when you hear 42, you're like, oh, that's good for Iowa.
24-18. All right.
That's fine. Yeah, that'll work.
Thank you, Sam. Enjoy the weekend.
You guys too. See ya.
Sam Paniatovich, Bet Sweats, weekday mornings 9 to noon. Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, BetMGM Network.
I don't know if people watching on the Twitch or the YouTube noticed that I did not audibly say you too to Sam. I nodded, which of course he could not acknowledge or see or know.
When he said what?
We said, have a good weekend. And I just went, because that's helpful.
Well, I mean, you said it now, so we'll make sure he knows you're with him on this.
It's been 30 years. I'm nodding at a microphone.
You're thrown by the fact that you're on camera now. You're sort of moving over to that world. Now you're playing to the camera.
I'm unnerved.
Which is probably good.
I'm unnerved by the dishwasher situation, I think is what's really happening.
If you can't play to the camera in 2025, you're cooked. You got no hope. You've got to be able to be video friendly.
Yeah.
I think you're getting there. You're definitely making the effort.
I've had a prop on my microphone for a number of days now.
Well, it wasn't there the whole day yesterday.
No, that's right.
You put it there later.
I
noticed. Yeah.
I
don't even know what it is.
It's a little glass figurine in Bill's colors. It's a goat, and it has number 17 on the back.
It's a goat.
Okay. It's a goat. Yeah.
Because goat is good now.
Yeah, right. It's the goat. It's a little goat.
It used to be bad. Now it's good.
There's the 17. I'm playing to the cameras. And I don't like that. I can't, I'm going to bump this thing eventually, and I don't want this thing to break. I don't know whose it is. It just showed up at my workstation one day, so now I like to put it on
there's
the microphone.
One over here.
Oh, also. There is, too. Oh,
there's a blue one.
All right.
I didn't feel like it was mine to touch. Mm. Sal Capaccio at 4. Football Friday, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.